The Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is the last message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind. Hence it is very important for us as believers that we attach ourselves with the Quran. We attach ourselves with the Quran in different ways and forms, as is the requirement of our deen. And we are now in the month of Sha'ban. The month of Sha'ban has just started, and very soon the month of Ramadan will commence. And this is the month in which the revelation of the Quran started. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Ramadan is that month in which the Quran was sent down, the first wahi and revelation that came unto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this month. So there is a strong connection and bond between the Quran and the month of Ramadan. This month of Ramadan, my dear brothers, mothers and sisters, is a great blessing and gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves His servants and He wishes the best for all of them. Those who are close to Him, those who are distant from Him, even those who disbelieve in Him. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent down the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. Every so often Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send out a Nabi to different parts of the world, to different communities, so that they could remind human beings, because human beings being human beings, with that attachment of the to the dunya that they have in their hearts, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in order to test them, they from time to time forget their objective in life, why they are living, what they are living for, what the greater objective is. And eating, drinking, having fun, laughing, joking, intermingling, fulfilling their desires becomes the objective in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite grace and mercy, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is binding upon Him. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not to even send one Nabi, right from Adam alayhi salam, and no Nabi was to come, even then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of judgment, had the full right to ask us and question us, that why did you not believe in Me? Why did you commit shirk and disbelief? Why did you do this? Why did you do that? And we could not say that nobody came to tell me. Nobody reminded me. You did not inform me. You did not send me any reminders. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is all powerful. He is almighty. He is not to be questioned. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to His love and attachment to His servants, He wishes that His servants come close to Him. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send His prophets. وَإِن مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَا فِيهَا نَذِيرٍ. In every nation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent warners. And this has been the sunnah and way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right from Adam alayhi salam. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sent Adam alayhi salam, He said, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًا فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That when the hidayah comes to you from Me, then those who follow it, they will become successful. So this is the love and attachment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His servants. These books of ahadith that we see in front of us, the amazing way that they have come about, and centuries have passed and they are still being read. These are books which have been written 1,000 years ago, but they are still being read, they are still being taught, and students are still coming and going. They still have that passion within them to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all part of the same cycle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the last of all prophets. But after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then made the ulama the inheritors of the prophets, so that they can carry this knowledge on and fulfill these spiritual needs of humanity. So I was saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to His love for His servants, He facilitates for their guidance in many different ways. One of them is this people learning knowledge and then having this desire within them to pass this knowledge on. Similarly, you have different seasons, different moments, different days and different nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, through which a person can reconnect to his Creator, through which a person can come back closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month of Ramadan that we have been given, that inshallah we will be given, we have been given in the past is for the same objective. That those servants who have got lost in their worldly life, in this materialistic world, they are busy with their day-to-day life, with earning, with bringing up their children and their families and their jobs, etc. They sometimes become distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They forget why they are living and what their ultimate goal and objective is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring His servants closer to Him. Every year He gives us this month of Ramadan. Every year, not that it comes every 10 years or every 5 years or every so often. No, time and time again. We've gone through so many Ramadans throughout our life. This month of Ramadan is an excuse for us to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitates within this month by many different ways and means. In the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. When Ramadan comes, the doors of Jannah opened. One interpretation of this hadith is that the desire to do good increases. فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَهُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ. The desire within humans to do wrong, to go towards sin, decreases. And this is something that we experience and we have experienced time and time again. You could say that this is a sign of the truthfulness of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That his, what he mentioned in the hadith, we have experienced this throughout our lives. That 29th of Sha'ban, come first of Ramadan, we find a change within ourselves. We find an inclination to go towards the masjid. We feel that, no, I shouldn't be doing this wrong, I should stop this, I should let go of this sin, and I should do this good and that good, etc., etc. So this has been given to us as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the whole objective behind this month of Ramadan is what we need to understand. Ramadan is not just a month that comes, we keep fast, we recite more Quran, we spend more time in the masjid, we leave certain sins for a certain number of days, and once the month of Ramadan finishes, we go back to our old ways. If this becomes our objective, that I want to finish this many Quran, this is good, alhamdulillah. But if this is what our total focus is on, that this is what I want to achieve from Ramadan, and if we feel either, and if we are able to do that, when we feel content, that I've done this, I've performed Taraweeh every day and night, I've read this many Quran, I've given this much charity, so I had a good Ramadan. This is not the thermometer from which we can gauge how well our Ramadan went. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that this month for Ramadan and fasting is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may become from the muttaqeen. And the muttaqi is that person who is able to restrain his nafs. The one who is not controlled by his nafs. The one who controls his nafs. So wherever there is a clash between him, his nafs and his nafs, which is his desire, and the desire of his Lord, the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is able to stop himself, he is able to restrain himself. He is walking on the road, on the street, and being a human being, there is a desire to look at the opposite gender with a lustful glance. So on the one hand you have the nafs, which is desiring this, which is wishing this. You have one person whose nafs is not under control, which we will find many of us to be in this situation, where we know that it's wrong. We know that I shouldn't be doing this. This will incur the wrath of my Creator. But our nafs overpowers us. It's stronger than us. So despite throwing a punch or two, trying our best, we fall prey to our nafs and we commit this sin. Somebody, he knows that music is wrong. He should not listen to it. And the music, he's either turned it on himself, somebody else has turned it on, and he wants to, so he knows it's wrong. But because the nafs is stronger, the person is unable to stop himself from this. Somebody is a drug addict. He knows it's haram, he knows he shouldn't be doing it, he knows that it will incur the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if he's not muttaqi, then that means that he's been controlled by his nafs. So despite not wanting to do it, despite understanding intellectually that I shouldn't do this, because the nafs is stronger, a person falls prey to this. And example upon example can be given of moments where there is a clash between us and our nafs and the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward that He will give us in the hereafter is upon this restraining of the nafs. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who, مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, he fears standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking over him. He has this in his heart and mind that Allah is watching me. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, and he controls his nafs. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ, his next step is in Jannah. So this month of Ramadan is for this objective, that we spiritually become stronger. And before Ramadan, we were controlled by our nafs. After going through Ramadan and through the different a'mal and through the sohbah of the mashayikh and also through their advices, a person reaches that stage where now his nafs is under his control. He is able to ensure that he does not do anything which incurs the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this is the case, come the sighting of the moon of Eid, then this person's Ramadan has become fruitful. This is how we should gauge that, how well is my Ramadan, how well was my Ramadan, how good did I spend my Ramadan, did I acquire the true objective. Otherwise, Ramadan will come and go. Ramadan have come and gone, and they will continue to come and go. But we will benefit. I am not saying that if a person performs salah and then he does something wrong, his salah is of no benefit. Somebody recites 10 Quran in Ramadan and then he commits sin after Ramadan, it's all gone to waste, it's all gone in vain. No, because that is for Allah to decide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is His decision. But as far as our true progress is concerned, it is dependent on how much we progress spiritually. So the message that I would like to give to each person, to myself, is that let us make this Ramadan about us progressing spiritually and us coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just that we carry out certain ibadat as a practice, as a habit, and then come Ramadan, come the end of Ramadan, we just back to our normal routine. And in order to achieve this, it's very important that we connect ourselves to the masters of spirituality. So if we want to progress spiritually, then we need to come and benefit from those people who are experts in this field, who, along with these ibadat and worship, because we live in a time which is full of fitan, and sometimes we need something extra as a boost. Somebody who's physically sick, food is what he needs, but sometimes he needs something, he needs an injection. He needs some other type of capsule, some tablets, which will give him that boost. He needs the doctor to prescribe it to him. So this is the same way in the world of spirituality. The true food and nourishment is the amal that we are doing. Our salah, our zakah, our sadaqah, our hajj, our umrah, our tilawah of the Quran. But along with that, because we have become so weak, we need the injections, we need the vitamins, we need the different types of aid and assistance. This is where our mashayikh come into the picture. And when we benefit from them, and along with that, we eat these foods and we do these amal, then truly we will be able to benefit from the month of Ramadan and come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because otherwise, Ramadan will come and go, as I said. But our ghaflat, our distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our lack of awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain the same. So our ghaflat is not getting any less. Hence, it could be Ramadan, but even then we could be committing sin. So we're doing good on one side, we're leaving our food, leaving our drink, leaving our lawful cohabiting with our spouses, but on the other hand we could be doing wrong within the month of Ramadan, not out of the month of Ramadan. So it's very important that we understand the objective, why Allah has given us this month. And then when we understand the objective, we'll be able to gauge that how far we have come as far as that is concerned. And if we are not, then we will worry that I've done all of this, but I haven't progressed. So I need to do something more. I need to find someone who can assist me. So it's very important that we give it this importance. Let us connect to our mashayikh. Our Hazrat Wala Dama Barakatuhum is from amongst those personalities who are experts in this field of spirituality and who can give us those tips, those small tips, which seem very trivial, which may seem very minor, but they will help us to progress in leaps and bounds towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I request everyone, this is the last monthly program also before Ramadan. Many brothers come to the monthly tazkiyah program, that within the month of Ramadan continue to come, continue to benefit, and from the company of our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, especially in the last 10 days, the Itikaf and Khanqa program takes place. So try to benefit from this as much as possible.